This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Attorney General Jeff Landry's plan to protect health care coverage for people with pre-existing conditions advanced out of a Senate committee Wednesday, while a similar effort backed by Governor John Bel Edwards failed in a House committee. The bills are tied to a lawsuit which could potentially result in the Affordable Care Act, or parts of it, being overturned. Landry joined that lawsuit last year.
This is the potential to have a hurricane in the healthcare industry, especially in the insurance market. And what we're doing is putting in place our preparation kit.
The committees considered both bills last week, but lawmakers balked at the $800 million cost of protecting pre-existing conditions in Louisiana without the ACA in place, a price the state can't afford without help from the federal government. So Landry made substantial changes to his bill. In its new form, the bill directs Louisiana's Commissioner of Insurance to study how other states have created high-risk pools, designed to bring down the cost of insurance for people with expensive medical conditions. The commissioner's plan would then have to be approved by the legislature. The changes were enough to gain the support of Senator Dan Clater, but questions still remain.
The financial piece, nobody's 100% comfortable with that yet because we don't know where it's going to be at the end of the day.
Louisiana Commissioner of Insurance Jim Donnellan, who supports the ACA lawsuit, says he believes only parts of the health care law would be struck down. But the Trump administration is arguing the law should be reversed entirely, which would eliminate the federal funds coming to Louisiana to help pay for coverage.
We don't have a guarantee on these subsidies.
Senator Gerald Boudreau said that's his biggest concern. Landry's plan would require both state and federal funds, but where those dollars come from is unclear. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.